The franchise Shane Douglas, and you watching Pounding the Meat.
Did Juan just call me a cutie? Y'all see that? Oh, it says cuties. He included y'all. So that's nice. What up, Juan? Pound the Meat Podcast. What is up, everybody? What is going on, man? Say Mr. Beefy. Hey, yo, what's good? That is the best username I've seen so far on Pounding the Meat of all places. That's I'm such a child, man. Kirk, what is up, bro? Alfred, hi. What is up, mother truckers? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, that is our one and only Mr. David Babel. Check him out. That is really him. That is not AI. He once had an OnlyFans, but canceled it because he made way too much money, and now he retired. So congratulations, Mr. David Babel. You mother trucker, you. Look at you, King. Man. If only I can be as sexy as you. Juan, how are you, brother? David, I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. I'm doing better than the other Vince. What up, Miguel? What is going on? Brendan, nothing much, man. How are you? Eazy-E, what's going on? Joey, congrats. Mike Jones, if you're actually sexy like a chocolate strawberry, I bid you good day, sir, if you are there. Shout out to Eazy-E. And, say Mr. Beefy's here. Mr. Beefy, I was just watching Little Nicky. Beautiful stuff. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Pound the Meat Podcast. It is February 1st. You have 13 days left to get your significant other or your, in the case of Mr. David Babel, he needs to get 3 gifts for all 3 women that he has. And that is not a lie. Let me bring on the crew because we have a lot to discuss. And we have a surprise. Quick surprise review for you all. The guys don't know about it. This is totally a surprise for them. Joey V's in the building. Welcome, Joseph V. Vicious. By the way, yes, Eazy-E has reminded me. Happy Black History Month to Mr. Mike Jones.
Yes.
And very to much all so. African American viewers. Happy Black History Month. Mr. Panetta, our Canadian king, is here. Mr. Panetta, welcome.
Thank you. I think we should start off by acknowledging the 6 black WWE champions in history. It's Black History Month.
That's a great idea. Let's do it.
Bobby Lashley.
Okay, shout out to Bobby Lashley.
Booker T. Kofi Kingston.
Totally forgot about Kofi Kingston. All right.
Mark Henry. The Rock.
Marcus Henry. The Rock.
And Big E Langston. Big E.
I mean, personally, I would say 5. Kofi's did not count, but, you know, we'll include him in. We'll happy Black History.
It only
History
took, what, until 1998 for them
I
to...
mean, The Rock is, you could put, like, The Rock, you could say, like, 5.5 for The Rock.
I would say The Rock. I don't know.
R-Truth is going to be the 7th.
Not going to happen. Does Dwayne accept that?
I think he does.
His African American side, he better.
He accepts his Canadian side.
For our kings and queens.
I don't know.
Let me see. Cut the man a break. You know what? If David says it, we have to. So we will include The Rock, unless he's talking about Kofi. I don't know if I can include Kofi on cutting him a break. Kofi's run was about as significant as I would say the Maharaja's run.
Oof. I mean,
am I lying?
Well, what we've found out last week, allegation wise, Kofi, we now know who's responsible for Kofi's run.
Whoa, I missed this. Wait a second. What? Wait, what happened? Was Kofi involved somehow?
I mean, I think a young woman may have said, like, hey, you know.
I'll do this.
Allegedly.
Kofi.
Allegedly, really? You know, I think he should be champion.
Wait. Spill the tea, Kings. What?
Who you really need this? To go back and read all the legal documentation.
Who,
all
right. Well, give me the cliff notes on this story. Who said this? Miss Grant?
Joe, yes. Go ahead.
Miss Grant said, allegedly, Miss Grant pushed for Kofi to be champion.
You're lying.
You got to read the document.
Yeah, man.
Why?
Just one of her favorites, I guess.
That's her. No way, dude.
Can we put an asterisk next to Kofi?
Listen, this is all alleged, but listen, I have never heard a single person in my entire pro wrestling fandom life say Kofi Kingston is the... I haven't even heard Mike Jones say it.
That's telling.
Never. You mean to tell me? I won't even say Miss Grant because, you know, I don't want to get into that mess. You mean to tell me someone traded with Vince McMahon to make sure that Kofi Kingston won the title?
No, so what the statement allegedly says was that she, you know, was a fan of him and thought, you know, hey, this would be a good story.
Okay. So
she had some pull.
We have some questions to ask Kofi, Mr. Kofi Kingston. To me, I mean, when you think of it logically, if a lady claims in a lawsuit that she bargained, her bargaining chip was to make sure that Kofi Kingston won the title.
Man.
For Kofi Kingston to be that important, like that high of a level of her thought process, something went down. Something went down.
Talk about up, up, down, down.
All the innuendo tonight.
Anyway, happy Black History Month, everybody.
Yes.
Happy Black History Month.
To one of my favorites, Akeem.
Yeah. The most African of them all. The Akeem, the African Dream, bids you all a happy Black History Month. Shout out to Akeem. Shout out to Akeem. Nico, thank you, my good sir, for noticing. This is a brand new shirt, by the way, gentlemen. Normally it's a wrestling shirt, but today I said, let me flex Mr. Harrison Ford for not only being Indiana Jones, but surviving 4 plane crashes due to them being his fault. Where he can't fly a plane at all.
I'm lost. Never seen it. So.
Wow. Okay. So let's get started. I want to start with some breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking. I mean, this is
breaking right now.
This is broken. No, it's not broken. It's still breaking. It's cracked.
Oh, okay.
It's cracked news. And it's sent by our African King, Mr. Mike Jones himself. You guys have probably seen it.
Is it TNA related?
It is not. I refuse to receive those messages.
Is it? Okay, I'm going to ask this.
Okay, okay.
Because we could break news like a lot of people can.
Okay.
Is it people power news?
I agree. Yes, it is people power news.
Oh,
it is people
okay.
power news. listen, we break a lot of news here. We break title launches as well, but we do break a lot of news. All right. And I quote, this is from verified, by the way, Wrestle Ops. A lawyer for Mr. John Laurinaitis appeared to corroborate central claims in the S-word trafficking lawsuit while disputing Laurinaitis' role as described in the complaint. They continue. Edward Brennan, the lawyer, said that his client is himself a victim.
Oh, boy.
Okay. We ain't done yet. Nails. Anyway, just like the plaintiff, Janelle Grant, a former WWE employee. Brennan says Mr. Laurinaitis denies the allegation in the misguided complaint and will be vigorously, funny word to be using, defending these charges in court, not the media. Like the plaintiff, I repeat, Mr. Laurinaitis is a victim in this case, not a predator. The truth will come
not a predator. Out. They're all going to be turning on each other, bro.
Statement to Vice News. It's funny. It's funny when these people find themselves in these situations, how quickly the tides turn.
Yeah.
How quickly the loyalty crumbles.
This is going to get quickly. Very ugly.
I can only imagine that there will be more and more text messages, more and more possible evidence.
And I think there's going to be more people possibly speaking up and speaking out against what may have happened.
Wow.
Listen.
Wow.
For what you just said, and I'm still waiting on, I mean, we're all still waiting on our money from Samoa Joe for giving him a week off of AEW TV.
Mm-hmm. I heard the check is in the mail.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You know. Yep. I find it hilarious that Johnny Ace, Johnny Laurinaitis, is trying to defend himself. When there was allegations against him from some other girl, like when he was cheating on the Bella Twins' mom.
Yeah. Also, and a picture. Ooh, let me get a picture of Bella
Twins. Here's something
mom
hilarious. Here's something funny. Because Panetta just brought up a great point. How everybody's going to fall now, you know, no loyalty at all.
Every man for himself.
I found this out today. Y'all will laugh. Bruce Pritchard is having tricep surgery.
Is he? Oh my goodness.
What?
At all times.
Why?
He hurt himself in the Rumble.
He's trying to change his look so they don't recognize him when they're doing the investigation. Not with these triceps. It wasn't me.
You know, I was watching SummerSlam 1990, and when he introduced Sergeant Slaughter, I'm like, oh, my. Hey, at least we got the figure, because, you know, now, you know, I mean.
Here is the woman that Johnny Ace not only cheated on once, not twice, but however many times. There she is. I hope I Googled it. I could be wrong. It does look like some news anchor. Maybe. what Bella Twins say their mom asked if she could postpone brain. No, that's her. That's her.
Yeah.
Shout out to the mom.
Wow.
And
Johnny Ace, ladies and gentlemen.
He found this was not good enough. So he had to do extracurricular activities to satisfy his needs.
I have no words.
I just thought of this. Who do you think gets into the WWE Hall of Fame first? Demolition or Vince McMahon?
Ooh.
Demolition. I think Vince is getting the Benoit treatment. He's done. He's out, bro.
We're talking about how they're deleting him, right?
Yeah.
And if they want to fully delete him, Do you know how much scrubbing they're gonna have to do and blurred facing and AI voicing? They're gonna have to do the entire Austin run.
I was gonna say Stone Cold's entire run doesn't exist by himself.
Like I said, when I was watching, you know, SummerSlam 90, he does commentary with hold on.
He does a lot of commentary.
100%.
Yeah, he does commentary with Piper. No, Piper. Wow. Piper and Vince do commentary on SummerSlam 90.
That'd be funny if they mute Vince constantly. It's just one comment.
I don't think they'll mute his voice, but any images of
they'll
him.
They'll change his voice to like one of those
they'll
cops
use
voices.
AI. Roar, roar.
That would be funny.
They'll like blur out his like picture, you know, when you see him.
Like cops. They'll blur it like he's a criminal.
Oh my gosh.
That may happen.
You know how like they do the WWF logo, you know, on the turnbuckles nowadays?
They'll just put another face over him. They'll put what's Nick Khan's face? They can AI that stuff.
Hey, with
now,
AI now, you saw the trailer for 2K. You saw Hogan.
Yeah.
You saw Austin.
It doesn't look good. Austin looked like a pimple. You know, the shape of his head, it looked weird.
His neck was definitely broken.
He had like Benzino's neck, you know? So I do want to shout out someone. All right. Gentlemen, before we get into the next story in the news, I do want to shout out, I mentioned him earlier, Mr. David Babel.
Wow, what a stud.
Now, this, apart from not only not being AI.
You just have to have him covering me.
Fully authentic. This is 100% authentic.
Is that Jay's background on his phone?
It's a possibility. Yeah, it could be the wallpaper, but to me... I have this on my mirror in my bathroom, this photo in particular. I want to applaud David Babel because he does some of the best wrestler entrance impersonations of all time. Okay. And I want to start with one. The first one we're going to watch, he's on TikTok, by the way. He changes his username about 37 times a month.
Same with his profile picture.
Come on.
It's hard to find him. Okay. Who is the hottest AEW star at the moment, besides Samoa Joe?
Swerve Strickland.
That is correct. Let's check out Swerve Strickland.
No, 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 please.
What the David Babel.
Joe, did you know about this?
No.
Here we go.
I'm a heavy, knock you up quick like federal. You need better, John Wick's a fighter. You need is impossible.
Jump to a grip, I don't sweat, but I grip. Make no move, here's a grip, great boss, here's a hit. Here's a hit, 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 dog, rich, 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 chin, music, here's a hit.
Wow.
All right.
We
Mr.
need
Babel.
To move this around so I'm not blocked.
I like how you're right.
So I can give my real reaction.
How many NDAs has Babel signed?
I want Babel to thank me because we just risked a copyright strike on our channel. So Babel, you owe me.
This is a PG show, so I don't want to say what I really feel.
The only thing,
our views are actually going up.
The dance was amazing. All right. The dance was incredible for being his size and his, you know, his weight class. Okay. The words, it was like watching a Bruce Lee film. The only thing he needs to work on, in my opinion, are knowing what the lyrics are, right? If you don't know the lyrics, cut it. Thank you. Oh, look, check is in the mail now. You're not supposed to announce that. Humble85 says, okay, thumbs up. Y'all need to understand what hot is nowadays. And the real show out says he getting sturdy.
If you didn't drink before watching the show, you're going to now.
We just dropped 18 viewers.
We got one more.
Oh my.
Now this one's, in my opinion, probably his best to date.
Is this Hogan one?
Oh, no, hold on.
What happened? I'm sure.
Stop.
Here it is. This one's really good. All right.
When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside, you gotta take a stand, it don't have to hide. If you hurt my friends, then you hurt my pride. I gotta be a man, I can't let it slide. I am a real American, fight for the rights of
we're trying to unify everyone on Black History Month, ladies and gentlemen.
If the big boss man and the repo man had a baby, it would be Babel.
I'm a little surprised you didn't tear his shirt at the end.
I can't.
Y'all are being too hard on the man. At least he has the balls. His balls are hanging out. This isn't working. You might be right.
Anyways, there's a lot of content for our subscribers to go and check out on David Babel's TikTok.
Yep.
What's his name?
What's his name this hour? Is it
we're dropping viewers by like six.
Yeah.
What's his name
big
again?
Big numbers, Vinny.
I will risk that because these people do not. If you leave during that, you don't understand real content.
Well, his nickname is Blue. BLU.
Omega Blue?
But it, I don't know why he spells it BLU. Like, you're my boy Blue or Blue's Clues? Like,
thank you. Thank you, Babel. Whoops. Here it is. It is Blue's Omega Clip. Blue without the E.
Oh, boy.
So there it is. All right.
Subscribe.
You, looking for Omega like, Blues. Comment. Wonder where they
thank
are.
Thank you, David. So. We had the Royal Rumble.
Oh, right, yes.
This past Saturday.
We did.
Yes.
The winner was none other than the first back-to-back winner since Stone Cold Steve Austin, which is Cody Dusty
Cody
Sun
Rhodes.
Rhodes.
Wow. Dusty Sun. I forgot that was...
In case you all didn't know, that is Dusty Sun. We have to be reminded every single Monday.
And cry about it, too.
Yeah, and you know, you got the tears, and he has to tell us that he's winning this title not only for himself, but for his father, who's passed on. And, yeah, it's been that way for the last 2 years, right? So they are calling this the never-ending story. The never-ending story. Cody... let me see, Joey, I'll let you, thoughts on Cody's one. What was your reaction here when you saw, Cody go back to back?
We kind of figured it last week. We said it was either going to be Punk or Cody.
Yeah.
All right.
That was unanimous.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
With a hint of Gunther. With a hint
yes.
of Gunther. Just a hint.
Duh. Which, you know, I think... I'm 50. I think Cody's going to get the Lex Luger treatment.
Ooh.
I don't think. But
he's not getting the title, you're saying.
So, I think he's going to face Roman. He's not going to face Seth.
I hope so.
I think, this is what I believe. Well, we'll talk about this later on in the show.
Mm-hmm.
But with Cody, listen. With Roman winning all the time.
Mm-hmm.
People are upset about it. I get it, you know, but hey, it draws more heat because when he loses, it's going to be massive.
Be like a massive event.
Forget when he loses. Wait till he's gone. What a miss.
Yes.
And yes. What a hole they're going to try. They have all the star power in the world.
He draws ratings. Like, Roman draws ratings.
I agree, because when Roman comes on, I turn it on. I turn it on. I do. I'm not going to lie.
I think they want to have Roman beat Hogan, possibly, around SummerSlam time. Wait, you know, the Hogan's reign.
Hogan's record
as champion. I was like, whoa. Okay.
1,494, if I'm not mistaken.
But, I mean, if Cody wins at WrestleMania, I wouldn't be upset. So I'm 50-50 on this. But I think, in my mind, I think it's going to be another Luger.
But were you satisfied with the Cody win?
I mean, yeah, because it was either going to be Cody or Punk.
Yeah, and it even just, if Punk won, it's...
But, I mean, the Rumble itself, you know, it was mid. You know, you only had Andrade as a...
That was the only surprise return in the men's Rumble.
Yeah. So, like, I hit up my buddy today who went to the Rumble, and I showed you guys pictures of his seats. It was last minute. And I asked him today, like, how was it like? And he goes... And he, you know, he went over and he said, you know, the men's Rumble mid, you know, wasn't all that great. But he said the atmosphere was amazing. He said it was just incredible.
A lot of people were complaining about the atmosphere, saying that the fans were like, you know, half asleep. I didn't feel that from watching it on TV. I didn't think it was that bad.
The atmosphere at an event like that is still amazing. And you definitely need to experience one before you.
Interesting.
Pass.
Well, I've been to a Rumble. I've been to the 04. So, Panetta, what was your reaction to Cody winning? Did you want that to happen?
I wanted... And
you wanted Punk, right?
Punk to win, but it wasn't in the plans, right? Now, a lot of people are saying, oh, no, they called an audible. That wasn't the case. Cody was scheduled to win it the entire time. I'm not upset with Cody winning it because he was all of our backup. Yes, if he wasn't our initial winner. So I think with him winning back-to-back Royal Rumbles, he's got to win it all at Mania. If he doesn't, like Joey said, they're going to give him the Luger treatment. I don't know if that's the right call, but it all depends. Do they want him to surpass Hogan? Do they want him to keep it going?
If Rock and
Roman are going to fight and it's not at WrestleMania, does it have to be for the title? I don't think so.
Nah.
They can fight for the head of the table without the belt. Yeah,
for the family. Right?
And if Roman's only going to be wrestling, let's say, X amount of matches per year, then does he really need to have the belt? Right? I'm not too sure. I think Cody needs to finish his story.
I think you're right, and I agree with you on they may be looking to continue, okay, to continue the record, per se. Here's the issue, okay? Here's the issue. WrestleMania, something big needs to happen. Yeah. If they give him the Luger treatment, wouldn't that be crazy? Wouldn't it be insane?
But what if he wins by disqualification or count?
I was just going to say that. Wouldn't that be insane if he wins by DQ like they did with Luger at SummerSlam?
Count out.
And they do the fireworks and the celebratory music and he's crying.
Balloons
and he doesn't
are coming
get the
down.
Title. Bro,
that
would be the worst. But I think...
Imagine the memes.
It'd be such a meme. To me, I'd be like, man, WWE, you did it this time, but I got to respect you for doing it, for pulling the trigger on this one. Now, I believe after Cody won, okay, he's choosing Roman Reigns. It's going to happen. Here's my opinion on everything. The Rock pulled out of Mania. This is just my opinion, all right? The Rock pulled out of Mania because of all the heat on McMahon right now and the company as a whole. He was just given a board seat for TKO. He wants to stay in the background and make sure things are fixed and resolved instead of being a part of the storyline while this stuff is going on. He wants to detach himself from it, rightfully so, because he is not only a TKO board member, but he is a movie star. He does not want this affecting his image whatsoever. And I applaud The Rock for doing that. Okay. Now, what do they do? What happens? Roman's freed up. Cody Rhodes is now the face of the company. He's won the Rumble twice. Mm-hmm. If you don't think they're not making this guy the face of their company, I don't know what you're watching. He is absolutely becoming the face of this company, if you like it or not. I think it's at this point to where now they need to make a big thing happen at WrestleMania because they don't have much left. With Brock gone and with The Rock gone, what are you going to do? Seth Rollins, meh. The title, him losing the title would not be really a big thing for Mania. Now
there's a lot of guys that could take that title.
Yeah. The only big thing you got is Roman losing the title. Therefore, am I happy Cody won? Not happy. Am I sad? No. Did I see it possibly happening? Sure. Is Cody going to win the title at Mania? Yeah. Get used to it. Because now we are on the Cody train, and his story will finally fucking finish. All right.
Isn't it ironic, though? But isn't it ironic that they released the Lex Luger SummerSlam figure this week? Come on.
I think you're looking a little too much into it, Joe. But you know what? Stranger things have happened.
Bro, right? If Cody wins by DQ at Mania, bro, or that would be out. The ultimate slap in the face. To
Luger
the Rhodes
wins by
family.
Count out by knocking out Yokozuna. The balloons and everything falls. Wrestlers are holding him up.
The balloons, didn't they? They must have had some fireworks going on. That was
WWE's budget these days. You imagine the pyro that they're going to give him.
What if they give Cody the Cody Express?
Wow.
He's got one. They gave this dude a bus already.
But I'll be your hero. Oh.
Man, when I go back to that, it's so cringe, dude. That whole Lex Express story, it's funny, but it's absolute cringe. And when you watch Lex's face as he's like meeting with the little kids and in his American pants, dude, he looks like he does not want to be there at all. Lex hated that shit.
He did. He does not. He did not fit.
No.
As a face. He should have kept him as Narcissus.
It is funny. I was watching clips of that, and Heenan would say narcissist. I just loved it. He was like, the narcissist. And it's narcissist. But he would say narcissist. My man, Bobby.
It's,
shout out to Bobby.
It's an honor.
How about when he's simping over him when he reveals him? Oh, these thighs.
Oh, don't tease Lex.
When he's on his knees and he's like, oh my God, look at these thighs. Look at these quads.
Look at the definition.
Oh my God.
The narcissist. Anyway, so Cody wins. That's your Royal Rumble. As far as the men's Rumble, in my opinion, it was really mid for what they could have. Dude, they wasted a spot with Pat McAfee.
He eliminated himself.
Come on.
I was happy to see Omos, though.
I'm not going to lie. We're on Black History Month, remember? I was actually happy to see him, too.
Yeah. He hasn't been on TV in a long time. He's only doing dark matches.
They need a big boy.
What I've read, it said they're going to use him as like a special attraction. Good as they should.
Good for him. Yeah, he should be out there. Yeah, good for him. Listen, Andrade was your surprise. Pat McAfee came in, got scared, and eliminated himself. Now, I did hear he was the last-minute replacement for Brock Lesnar.
No, Braun Breaker. Well, Braun Breaker was supposed to replace Brock.
Yeah.
So Braun Breaker was supposed to be the replacement for Brock.
Brock.
Okay.
Yes.
So this that's even worse. Pat McAfee was actually scheduled to do this.
And no, Pat claimed, though, he had no idea.
No.
That's what he's claiming. He said it was basically, that was an audible. His music hit, and he was like, what?
I don't know if I could believe that. I think he's saying that because of the fallout of his stupidity. No way, dude.
That's what he's saying.
They probably expected him to do something like crazy because he's Pat McAfee.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted him to take a few chops from Gunther.
Keeping kayfabe.
I'll tell you this. I did enjoy Braun Breaker. I mean, that dude.
He
looked great, man.
He looked
shout
great.
About time he got some the screen time.
It's funny because, you know, the report said, you know, he took Brock's spot. Brock was supposed to be eliminated by Dominic because Brock was supposed to face Dominic
at
an
Elimination Chamber. Thank God. I'm glad Brock got caught.
I did not want to see that as a Brock match.
Come on.
But, I mean, we lose out on Brock.
Is that believable?
But we lose out on Brock versus Gunther at WrestleMania.
Yeah, but I don't want to see that, bro. I'm tired of, like, it's not even a thought of what's going to happen there. Not even a thought in your mind.
This may be the worst WrestleMania of all time, possibly.
And it had potential to be one of the best. When you look at that rumored card.
Sure. It went from possibly one of the greatest manias in the last two decades to, I wouldn't say a dud, but a mid. Mid as hell.
That's why I don't think Rock is necessarily not going to be on the card. I think they might have to bring him in.
Ooh, I don't know.
You know what? Like, you look at what people consider 17 as the greatest WrestleMania, right?
Yeah.
You know what? I was watching it the other day.
You want Austin to come in, don't
Number 14, WrestleMania 14 is up there as a really good WrestleMania. The matches.
Yeah, X rated, right?
Yeah,
that's a great mania.
But we look at 17 as the mecca, that's the standard.
Yeah, top tier.
This one, I mean, you're looking maybe at WrestleMania 11 type.
Ooh, wow. I mean, it's anything's possible. I'll just say the entrance alone puts it over 11, personally. 11's bad. 11 is bad. To me, 2000's one of the worst. I think 11's better than 2000, personally. I think 11.
I put 11 and 2 as the worst.
2 was trash. And 1, WrestleMania 1 was
WrestleMania 1 was horrible.
I'm sorry.
It was I just respect the hype.
Because it's the initial WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But it was trash. You go back to that thing and you watch it, you're like.
WrestleMania 3-2. I agree with Jones.
Don't do that, bro.
I agree.
I know
it's
Black History Month, but you don't have to simp over his
decisions.
There
was only two good matches on that card.
Oh. But you know what it was about 3? It was the energy. It was the ambiance. It was the aura. It was everything about that event that really just lifted it.
Even if you just look at Hogan and Andre,
just
in and of itself.
I mean, it wasn't WrestleMania 9, but you know.
I like the little people matches. There was something for everybody.
when Gorilla Monsoon kept calling them the midgets.
Yeah.
Speaking of little people, I know we're going off ship a little bit, but did you see the Micro Brawler Wrestling League
I did.
They beat Collision last Saturday in the ring. I thought that was a perfect segue. They had 359,000 people watching their show, and Collision pulled an average of 300,000.
Wait a second. 359,000 people tuned in for that?
Yeah. So AEW is now the fourth most watched wrestling league on television.
What channel were they on?
I don't know. I was not one of those viewers. I was watching Royal Rumble.
So people watched on Saturday. People watched Rumble, Micro Rumble. Brawlers, then
Collision. No cap, bro.
What was it called? Micro what?
I'm pretty sure it's called Micro Brawlers. Or no, that's the action
figure. That's
figures.
The figure. The tiny action figure.
I'm going to be politically correct.
Micro Wrestling Federation.
Was it somebody online playing with their figures?
Let's see. Micro. Oh, they're saying PPV number 1 free on the app. So I'm wondering if they put the these screenshots.
It's a real league, bro.
Look at this.
Micro.
See if
Russell.
You can see it. Hold on.
That'll make me buy the show online.
Dude, I gotta go check this out, man. I gotta check this out. Stephen Hammer says, Micro Wrestling, Big Little Brawlers. Is that what it is?
That's it. That's what it's
Big
called.
Hold on, I'm looking up the tour dates right now.
Fantastic show. I looked up Micro Wrestling Federation. Apparently, that was the wrong one. There's multiples of these federations.
But the big Little Brawlers is the one that's on television.
Okay, so Micro, that's a lot. That's a handful. Mouthful. Micro Wrestling Big Little Brawlers. MWBLB.
Hey, I mean, Vinny, you live close to Pensacola, right?
Yeah. When's the show? I'll go and I'll do a
February
vlog.
7th, Wednesday.
Hey, man, so that's next Wednesday.
Bro, y'all want me to go?
I think you should. Live
Put
stream
in the
it.
Chat if you want me to go live.
At Wild Greg's Saloon.
At a saloon. Oh, God.
I guarantee you.
You got to be 18 and up to attend.
Oh, wow. Shit. I hope I make that. I'm only turning 40 next month.
Or what about we watch Hitchka, Florida?
I have no idea where that is. The real show out says for me to go.
They'll be in a...
If I go, I will.
How much are tickets?
They'll be at a... Hold on. Naples, Florida.
Naples. Let me set you up.
Naples, Florida. Fernandin.
Naples. I know where that is.
Dina Beach. Let's look. Let's click buy tickets. See what it is.
Yeah, let's see how much they cost. See, I might even fly down and come and
watch. It's half a man. It better be half the price.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Look at this. Ticket type. Bring chair. $23.99.
I'm going to bring a chair.
There's so many jokes I could say right now, but I'm not.
If you bring your own chair, we'll give you a discount.
Bring chair as show is outdoors.
Oh, it's outside?
Wow. Or you get a ringside seat for $45.
That's incredible.
Man, I might have to go ringside for this one, man. I might have to go ringside. Put my hand out.
I feel like a free birthday celebration.
Let me see. The real show out says my first time watching the show. Y'all do this every week. Every week, as much as we can. Not every single week. We do skip some because
we have lives.
Yeah. But, you know, thanks for tuning in. Give us a subscribe.
Thanks for watching.
The real show out. Show yes. out. Appreciate it. So that's pretty cool. I think I have to check that out. Especially since you gave me that fact that they beat Collision.
By almost 60,000 people.
Does Tony Khan know this?
Did sure he do does, another bump when he heard don't this? Don't you worry. Doesn't matter what AEW is doing. Everything is great.
Well, he's got a big announcement next week.
He does. But we've heard this.
I think it's Mercedes Moné. Just saying.
Jeremy Dick says we need to get Virgil back on. Yo, I agree, man. I should call him. I should call him this week. What do you think? Because we usually did a show every New Year's Day. Yeah. You know, we do New Year's with Virgil. I call him. Last time I called him, he wasn't doing too well.
You need the breadstick back.
Get the dementia and all that. I'll call him. Thanks for reminding me, bro. Yeah, give him a call. See what's up. See how he's doing. All right. So, micro wrestling. That wasn't on the docket, but I'm glad it was because I did not know that. That's absolutely hysterical to me that they beat AEW. I'm telling you right now, Hulk Hogan's tights says hello, by the way. Hello, Hulk Hogan's tights.
Is that Babel?
Hulk Hogan's tights. You know, I've seen Andre the Giant's tights in real life.
Oh, I thought you meant another account.
I mean, honestly, no, I've seen them in real life. I went to Hogan's Beach Shop in Clearwater, Florida. And I like that store better because it's smaller, but he has a lot of cool memorabilia on the walls and everything. And right on the wall, he has an actual pair of Andre's tights.
How big is it?
Bro, the first thing I'm thinking when I saw that was like, how did he even do this with other people? How did they not die? Because this dude was massive. It's unbelievable to see it in person. I've never seen Andre the Giant in person, but when I saw these tights, it was like I got basically to understand his size. Bro, this dude had an elephant trunk. 110%. 110%. He had a trunk. I could not believe it. So shout out to Andre's tights and Hogan's tights. So, all right, CM Punk, as we know, was runner-up to Cody Rhodes.
Yes.
And we all noticed a little something. We didn't know what happened, but we noticed something. We noticed that a lot of the Rumble, Cody was kind of in the corner, right? Or not Cody, I'm sorry. Punk was in the corner, like wincing and not really moving. And I'm like, man, he's really overselling this shit, huh? He's really, he must be out of breath.
A lot of people were saying it's because he was gas. He was just taking his time.
But he was wincing. Then when we go back and see the tape, he actually goes to a ref, talks to the ref. Turns out that he took a DDT and tore his tricep.
Right after the Future Shock by Drew McIntyre, yeah.
Tore his tricep.
And this is the opposite tricep as the one that... he tore an AEW.
Dude,
You could tell it really when he goes to lift Drew up for the GTS to eliminate him. Like how he struggling. Only does one arm.
Yeah.
Like, bro, what are we doing here? You know, in AEW, he couldn't even get a day into his title run. Yeah. What is going on here? You know, should this dude continue at this point? This is bad.
How old's Punk now? 46?
You see.
Probably about
Phil Brooks.
46.
All right, he's 45 years old.
Yeah, he'll be 46 in October.
45, bro.
You got to keep in mind, Vinny, you're hitting 40 next month, buddy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
When you hit 30, your body's not the same as it was when you were in your 20s.
Sure, sure.
Okay? He's 45, 46 years old. You're going to be injury prone a lot more than you were. Look at it, all the time that he was off, right? That he could have been hypothetically wrestling. He missed a lot of time. The body is not what it used to be. Mm. But to call for his retirement when he's the draw that he is, you look at that promo on Monday Night Raw.
No, I agree. It's unfortunate. You know, I'm not saying to fully retire, you know, but I think we can all agree on this show right now. Let's be real. Let's dig deep into our be real pockets here. All right. And let's pull out the truth. We enjoy watching Punk on the mic mm-hmm. more than Punk in the ring.
I do, but here's the catch. Go back and you watch his last match in AEW with Joe.
Sure.
That was the best match on the card.
Phenomenal match. Would you take a bunch of those matches without his promos?
I don't think you can do that because Punk's promos are really what made him who he is today. Right? If you can spread out matches like that a couple times a year, few times a year, make him that draw every now and then on a big show. I'm not saying for the belt on him.
I agree with you. He's going to have to be a specialty match.
Yeah.
He's going to have to be.
Okay. I'll just do it this way. If Roman's only wrestling 11 times a year, okay,
almost once a month. Wow.
Right. Really? He only wrestled 11 matches last year. So keep that in mind. I'm not saying Punk and Roman are on the same level.
Damn.
I'm not saying they're the same ability or anything like that. I'm talking about draw. I'm talking about money. I'm talking about merch. I'm talking about viewers. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe adapt that Roman schedule and lessen it a little bit for Punk. He's still going to be on TV. He's still going to be going to NXT. He's still going to be that coach that we're kind of seeing come out, right?
Sure, sure.
But still have him fight 5 matches a year.
Now, let me respond to that. All right, we give him an 11 match a year schedule. This guy couldn't even finish a Rumble. We can give him 1 match a year. He's got to survive some of this stuff. He's got a show. Like, listen, I still got stuff left in me. So far, since AEW's run, injured twice, okay, didn't wrestle that much. WWE wrestled twice. He did a house show and a Rumble and got injured in the Rumble. Bro, how much can his body actually take at this point? You can give him whatever schedule you want that's less, but he's got to survive some of these things.
A lot of these older guys, though, look at Randy. He was out for what, 9-10 months?
Yeah.
Longer?
No, right. He was out for like a year or two.
But he's still, I mean, that boy is jacked.
Yeah, but is he wrestling right now often?
He did a 4-way and survived.
Okay, and it should have been, in my opinion, just Randy and Roman. But Roman didn't really wrestle that match.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. He was hiding in the corner too the entire time. Roman's not wrestling.
He's a smart man. He's a tribal chief. He
knows what he's doing, right?
That boy. But
if we're looking at it, he's not wrestling, man. The entire match. The other guys were putting it on.
I got to shout out to Roman, by the way, real quick, Joey. We got to shout him out for never being injured. The only thing he got is cancer. And he survived that.
The only thing.
Right, that's it.
Regarding Punk, he would be great as an announcer again. Because when he did it earlier in his WWE career, he was pretty good.
I think they should do it now.
But I'm going to throw a caveat to you. I think his triceps is injured.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's as injured as we think. I think they're playing with us.
Wow.
I think it's going to be him and Drew at Elimination Chamber to face Seth Rollins at WrestleMania.
You think it's all a work, eh?
I think it is because of the videos that Drew has been posting in the
They're not dropping it, right? That's and a lot true. Of people, I don't want to, I hate buying into the IWC, right? Mm. But Drew stomped on his.
You do have a point.
Pretty damn hard.
You do have a point.
Here's the thing. I was saying this to you guys, Joe. If it was a grade three tear, he would be out indefinitely, right? Mm-hmm. Usually they'll specify what kind of tear. They specify what kind of tear Rollins has right now.
Okay.
They didn't say that with Punk. They just said he tore his tricep.
That's if it's a grade one or two, he's looking at like 4 weeks.
Tops nine if it's a grade two. Okay, but he could probably work through it.
But it's not a grade. They didn't grade it?
They didn't grade it like they did with Rollins, man. So right. I don't want to buy into it, but you never know.
Listen, let's leave that forbidden door slightly open.
That's a silly and dumb term.
Let's leave it slightly open. All right. You know what? I'll bite.
I'm just saying, just the way it's going, I think it's going to be.
Why keep going with this? I think it's going to be. To go? That makes sense.
I think it's going to be Drew versus Punk in Elimination Chamber with the winner to face Seth.
So he's going to pull a Cody, go out there with his fucking.
No, but I don't think it's as injured as, you know, like it's going to come out like, say, like a week before Elimination Chamber.
Don't put makeup, you know.
Or no, he's going to come out and say, like, Drew, my shoulder's healed. You know, it's not. Or something like that. Like, I think it's.
It healed in 4 weeks.
What a swerve that'll be.
I mean, did you say what I thought you said? Did you say
Oh, babble.
In a swerve when I drive. So
somebody doesn't drive.
Another appearance. A
Does he
special
swerve when
surprise.
He's jumping off a porch?
The men's had zero surprises. Could give two shits about Andrade. But
what about the women's
Black History Month, baby? We had a special chocolate surprise, and her name was Jade Cargill.
Woo-wee. I like how you put that together, Vinny. That was beautiful.
Ooh, she's beautiful. She's so beautiful.
Final three in her first Rumble.
Man.
Eliminated Mirabito's favorite. Nia Jax.
Yo, Nia had a good show, and I'll give you that, man.
I'll give her that. I've been very critical of her. Probably her best showing in a long time.
But the women's match was better than the men's.
It made the pay-per-view for me.
Entry 20 and higher, women's Rumble was great.
Jordynne Grace.
Fantastic.
Entry 5.
Jordynne Grace.
You're right.
You don't know much about TNA, Vinny. You admitted this, right? For the record. You don't know much about TNA. You don't know much about Jordynne Grace.
I haven't watched one single TNA event in its entirety ever.
Okay. So download Pluto TV and go to the Impact channel.
Never heard of it, but okay. Pluto.
It's free streaming.
Okay.
And you can watch Access. You can watch TNA. It's on right now.
Okay.
Okay. But when Jordynne Grace came out, Vinny, what were your thoughts?
Incredible. I'll tell you right now, for me not being, listen, I'm not a TNA guy, okay? When I saw this woman work in the ring, first of all, she's crazy. She's strong as hell. She looks amazing for like being a buff woman, right? We got the Chinas. We got the Jade Cargills. She's on another level of built. She's short and stocky. She's like she reminds me of a Rick Steiner, but a woman.
It's like if you pumped Ivy Nile with helium.
Yeah.
And it's Jordynne Grace.
Like she's that boy's built. Why I said boy, I don't know. That woman is built. Right. And I just saw the way she worked with the other women. She was really vibing with them. It looked
like she fit in. Incredible.
It looked like she belonged.
Yeah.
Shout out to her, bro.
Bianca's elimination on her was amazing.
Yeah.
And props
to Naomi for coming back.
Shout out to Naomi.
Nice to see Naomi. Nice to see Jordynne Grace in the WWE ring. And it's there's a nice picture of her and AJ backstage. Jordynne Grace has arguably been the face of TNA for the last decade.
Has she?
She's a big deal over there.
Wow.
and has been and will continue to be. But she's also teased that this is not the first and only time that she'll be in a WWE ring.
Good for her. Good for her. Pay the woman.
Imagine that. WWE and TNA working together.
Their forbidden door is unlocked.
There is no forbidden door.
Triple H doesn't like that term. I'm sorry. He also doesn't like apologies either, but we'll get into that. The women's rumble, in my opinion, was better than the men's.
It was.
I'm sorry. It just was. The men's was mid. The four-way match was totally mid. Mid as can be. It was nothing special about the four-way match. Basically, you want the info. If you haven't seen or heard of it, Roman won. Wow.
Logan Paul and Kevin Owens was a velocity match.
Match
it was like
of the
a
night.
Sunday Night Heat match.
Did you like it? Did you like
no.
it?
No.
No.
I couldn't no. stand it. The best Did part of the like match it. Was the referee's reaction when he saw the Nux.
Yeah.
That was the best part of the match, in my opinion.
It was terrible.
Terrible. I expected a lot better from those two guys. No, I'm sorry. Logan Paul was the poor guy was concussed after that match. Did you see him in the post-match interview when they tried to get a word out of him? Couldn't speak nothing was coming out.
I'm surprised at you too. I thought
no,
we were
man.
Agree on
I
this.
Love Owens. I like
by
Logan
the way,
Paul.
I had no idea.
It sucked.
It was bad.
If I had to Meltzer rate that,
it was match of the night.
Dude, no way.
I felt it was match of the night. I did.
Joe, I'm gonna Matt Meltzer. That match, it was like a half a star.
I just think Logan Paul is one hell of an athlete.
I could not believe what he was doing.
That
match itself was just
was not good. I took a shower. I stopped watching it.
Damn, bro.
It's a piss break now, and a shower break. It sucked, Vinny.
Now,
sorry.
Wow. According to Michael Jones, KO had a fractured, ankle.
Did he? Wow. And he still put on one hell of a match.
Well,
that match was low. That match is Sunday Night Heat.
I thought it was.
I think even that might be giving it too much credit, Joe.
Wow.
You know what that was? That was an AEW dark match.
That was a collision match.
So basically, I was going to say, it was a collision match because that's always dark. No one's watching that. They're watching micro brawlers, right? Unbelievable. Wow.
Oh,
all right. Well, that was your rumble.
I want to say this. The women's, number 30 spot, it wasn't AJ Lee, which we were hoping for. Mm-hmm. It was Liv Morgan. She got a nice little pop. But the men's number 30 didn't get no reaction at all.
Is anyone really looking forward to Sami Zayn coming back?
Ever since that moment, I absolutely despise Sami Zayn's music now. It will forever haunt me as the worst ever. That was your rumble in a nutshell. So, like we said, it was mid, forgettable. Nothing surprised us. But I will tell you what wasn't mid. It was very surprising. Was the scrum after the rumble? Everyone's waiting to hear what WWE has to say about the McMahon allegations. Okay, they're waiting to ask these questions. Now, I personally thought, and shame on me, I personally thought that the WWE would handpick media personalities that will not ask those questions. Okay, maybe they did and said, you can't ask these questions, and they did it anyway. I don't know the story, but I thought no one's going to ask these questions. They're all marks. They're not going to risk losing their access to these events. No. Cody Gups goes up on for the scrum to answer questions, and they ask him.
Yeah.
They ask the man, okay, what they thought about the allegations. And what a surprise. What a surprise. His response. Let me get this to you right now. I want you to hear this. Okay? This is grade A executive vice president response. Okay. Hold on. I'm getting it now. Give me a second. Where is it? Did you guys like his response, by the way, while I'm getting to it?
I did. I think it was exactly what Hunter should have said.
Oh, I was going to get to that. Yeah. To here point. We go. Here's what he said. Okay. I know as far as the news is concerned, we are finding out and reading the same things you guys were reading. You said a dark cloud, certainly. As far as TKO, Nick Khan, and the board clearly took it very seriously, acted immediately, and looking at the future, I don't know the answer to that. And I think somewhere is a really probably basic tenet of this crew more than ever from a roster standpoint is very family. Never seen anything like this. Most of the time, wrestling locker rooms are fighting, talking trash about each other, making fun of each other, sandbagging each other in the ring, and all that nonsense. This crew is very team-based. Perhaps that's the ingredient. Everyone looking out for everyone, being accountable. For me as a performer, I've been through dark periods on our industry. It might sound cheesy, but it's very reinforcing if you're in my position that it's a time when, hey, we have 50,000 people out here. I want to give them something else for this weekend that isn't a terrible situation, terrible news. I think we were able to do that. Obviously, as more news comes out, we'll be seeing it like you do. That was Cody's response, which I thought was great. You know, for him being put on the spot, thought was a really good answer.
This is right after he finished his match, right?
Immediately after.
And he's not an executive vice president.
He's just a pro wrestler.
He was in AEW. He's just a pro wrestler. And he gave that EVP response.
Right? Now, we're like, oh, wait till Triple H comes out. They're going to hammer this guy, right? They're going to hammer Triple H. Man, and he's going to give something very standard, very EVP-esque. Yeah, that's what he's going to do because he has to. He's chief content officer. He's in charge now, okay? Here we go. So in response to Fightful's John Alba's question about McMahon's return to WWE's board of directors in January of 2023 and to what degree of knowledge the board had about the allegations and how it could impact sponsorships moving forward, Levesque said, I'm going to do exactly what you would expect me to do here. And I thought, here comes the EVP response, right? No, this boy took a hard left. We just had an amazing week. 10-year, $5 billion Netflix deal. The Rock joining our board. Just sold out the Royal Rumble and putting 48,000 people in the Tropicana Field. I choose to focus on the positive. Yes, there is a negative. I want to focus on that and keep it to that. Okay, was it a great response? No, but that's not where it gets bad, okay? I said, okay, he wants to keep it on that. He understands what's going on. We have some negative, but let's keep it on the positive for tonight. But then, in response to WrestleNomics' Brandon Thurston's question about it, if he's read the lawsuit filed against McMahon. Now, Vince McMahon, if you all don't know, is Triple H or Paul Levesque's father-in-law. He's married to the daughter of Vince McMahon. If my father-in-law, personally, I found out there was a lawsuit against my father-in-law, you bet your ass I'm going on and reading that right away to see how I could defend my father-in-law from this nonsense.
Especially when you have a press conference.
Absolutely.
Same.
Yep.
And you have an event coming up where you know you're going to be public. Let's hear what his son-in-law had to say. I did not. Cody mentioned it. We all found out real time when you were. That's the truth. Now, normally when people confirm something by saying that's the truth, that's a lie.
Yeah.
I'll go back to what I said before. It's an amazing week for us. I don't even want to get bogged down in the negatives of it. I just want to focus on the positives and where we're going. We're at the most exciting time of the year for us and the most exciting point to me, business-wise, that we've ever had. End quote. It's all about the game and how you play it. This boy lost that game that night.
How did he... Horrible. Out Tony Khan himself with horrible. That response.
Absolutely horrible. There is not a single soul on this planet that believes Paul, I'm going to call him Paul tonight, that believes Paul did not read the lawsuit his father-in-law is involved with.
And he found out.
Are you kidding?
When we found out.
Yeah, yeah. So you mean the chief content officer of a company has to read X for
his
news?
He found out on Twitter.
He has to read Yammer for his company news? Who's going to believe that? Nobody. He dropped the ball.
This might be his lowest point since taking
dropped
over.
The ball.
I watched this interview again the other day.
What'd you think about it, Joey? I want to know what you thought about it.
I have no issue with his comments, except for that he, that he said that we found it out at the same time.
Okay.
I understand why he doesn't want to get into that because it's his father-in-law.
So you support it.
So I think he's, coming off a high of the Rumble and all the people there. You know, I understand where he's coming from. Like, he wants to focus on the positive. Like, the negative will just bring it down. So he doesn't want to go into it right then and there.
All right. So let's take
what you said. But he's in the moment. You got to understand he's in the moment.
But let's take what you said, but let's tag something on in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Right. So let's listen to what Nikki and Brie Bella posted on X. It's weird to say X, right? This is the statement they released. We are shocked and disheartened with the recent allegations against members of WWE. It has been a lot to process since we found out this past week, just as you all did. This is something we don't stand for or condone from anyone, no matter who they are. We want all women to feel safe and supported in the workplace and in their everyday lives. So all Triple H had to do was take their statement, start with that, and then say, I will not comment on it any further tonight. That's my statement. Yeah. And I want to focus on blah, 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 blah.
When did the Bella Twins release that statement?
This was January 29th at 5:22 p.m.
So you're looking at that was
just a few days after the Rumble.
It was Monday.
So 2 days. 2 days after
the Rumble. 2 days after the Rumble. Mm-hmm. Okay, not that long after the news broke. Not long after the Rumble.
I think they did a great job.
They did.
I think that was a great statement.
And they didn't have to name names. They didn't have to out their father.
They didn't talk about Vince. They just said allegations with WWE. That's it.
And I think that response by the Garcia twins was much better than how Hunter handled himself. At the very least, you're telling me one of his PR guys, one of the lawyers that works for TKO, couldn't have prepared
just something.
A statement, something.
I think he's in a tough spot in this situation. 100%.
I know, but Joe, he's got people that could write things for him, and he just has to regurgitate it. Take it from your buddy The Rock, write some crib notes on your wrist, and read them.
Here's the thing, and before he even starts answering questions, he'll say this: before I start answering questions, I'd like to read a statement real quick, and then this is all I will be saying about it.
And at the very least, after the Rumble, could he not have then put out a written statement to condone what is going on? That would have been a saving grace.
You know, it'd be cool if he did the tweet, and then if they're asking questions, you can refer to my Twitter feed.
That's
I have a statement out there.
That's so how you handle a situation like this.
My only issue with that is whenever, you say that at the beginning, I will not talk about this. Mm-hmm. The media will keep bringing up the questions.
So, you know what? Be a politician and just keep repeating yourself over
that's what he
and
has to
over
do.
And over
but,
again.
But I would take that.
But like I said, I don't have an issue with what he said. The only issue I have was him saying, I saw it the same time as Cody and
everybody
else.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's the only issue.
He could say I read the lawsuit, but I don't want to focus on that right now.
Yeah.
You know, I will release a statement later. Tomorrow I will be releasing a statement in regards to just say,
but
you're
going to
say something.
If it was just like a regular press conference and not like after a pay-per-view premium live event, and all that, I think he would have answered it differently.
Yeah.
But because it was just in the moment and it's...
I agree.
Like Dana White, they asked Dana White the same questions after every event and he'll deflect them.
Yeah.
Or he'll go after them. Like, they'll be like, oh, well, what about this guy? This guy's like, say, like, allegations. I'm like, not going to get into that.
Right. I feel, you know what? Triple H, I know he's in a tough spot. That's his father-in-law. Mm-hmm. I think he still fears Vince. I think he still looks at Vince as his boss at this moment in time. I think it's hard to separate, especially since he's family, that he is not in charge any longer. But Triple H has to remember.
Thanksgiving's going to be weird.
Your boss is Ari. And, you know, and based on what I read this week about Ari, this man don't play games.
Nope.
At all. This man will fire anyone and everyone, no matter how much it affects his business, to alleviate any type of situation like that happening. Because guess who worked there?
His daughter.
Yeah. His daughter.
And here's the thing. It doesn't have to be personal like that.
What's up,
bro? For someone to take a stance and for someone to speak out about these things. But because it is personal for Ari, all the more reason for him to not take this kind of shit.
These statements came out, reports came out, you know, after everything that happened last week.
Yeah.
About the fallout, like why Stephanie McMahon now left, you know. Because, you know, she was working at the office and, you know, she found out about it. So she left. And then the Shane McMahon situation.
Yo,
like,
that's Shane. Yeah.
Now, we'll touch on this real quick. Shane McMahon left. Now, is this alleged?
I think it's all alleged, Vinny. None of this is for certain. This is all he said, she said kind of thing.
Ready for this? Shane McMahon left WWE because he found out what his father was doing. Tried to get his father to stop. Thank you, say Mr. Beefy, allegedly. We got to always say that. And his father wouldn't stop. As a matter of fact, Vince McMahon, listen to this. I want you to hear every word I say, allegedly.
You should go full screen for this.
Okay, you ready? Yes, yes. I want you all to hear this right now. Vince McMahon wanted his son, Shane, to join in on the fun. Did you hear what I said? Vince McMahon wanted his son to join in on the fun. Shane said, no. Pops, I can't do that. I'm out. Think about that.
I don't want to think about it.
Think about
it. Nope.
For those of you who have children, a son at that, can you imagine asking your son to join in on the fun? Vince did, allegedly. Wow.
Give me that ruthless aggression.
Wow. It's good shit, pal.
I don't know if we can even make that joke anymore.
Wow.
It's a lot of shit.
What a way to end the show.
There's more to it, man. There's going to be stuff. There's going to be stuff that will be leaking about what allegedly...
Leaking.
More alleged stuff.
Some like, shit will be leaking.
Shit will be leaking.
We'll be on top of this story. Don't worry. One way or another, we will make sure we are on top. We get you the latest and greatest news in regards to the McMahon saga. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to stay on top of this because we feel like it's just the beginning. No cap, right? Panetta, thank you for joining me tonight. Appreciate it. Shout out to Matt Panetta, Canadian King. You can look him up on his Twitter is at Canada is the best. We also have Joey V in the building. You can look up Joey V and at I love Mike Junks. And then you have myself, Vinny Vegas. I am Vinny Vegas on X, the platform X. And follow us on Pounding the Meat on Facebook, X, TikTok, there's too many of them, Instagram, we're probably on Yammer, and we're probably on some other, so Google, does Google have a social media? I don't even know.
And Facebook, man, our page. Yeah,
Facebook.
Join our Facebook page.
Shout out to you all being on the Facebook page and sharing everything. And thank you so much. Till next time, we shall see you next week. Y'all be safe and peace out.